WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. Martin Luther King. Notice how the door closes when the chimes of freedom ring. I hear what you're saying. I hear what he's saying. Is what was true
now no longer so.
Summertime sun fall on the apple. Lord, there goes a Buick 49, black sheep of the angels riding down the line. We think there is a soul.
Joe Strummer and Mescalero's Johnny Appleseed off of Global Go-Go, and Elvis Costello and New Attractions, Pump It Up, from this year's Model. Two albums that have a special resonance for me, because on a family trip to Chile in 2006, I want to say, 2007, me being the good sort I was, I let my brother use my iPod Mini, look it up, and reverted to my Discman and just brought a handful of CDs with me for the trip, and those two got special, they got pride of place in the rotation. Billy Bragg and Wilco, Walt Whitman's niece, from the first Mermaid Avenue album, an album which introduced me to the work of both those bands, and also made me more familiar with the works of Woody Guthrie. So a lot of branches spring out of that. And Weird Al Yankovic, Amish Paradise, Bad Hair Day, bought that, and again, I'm sure my parents regret it every single day. We're into the second hour of the special two-hour edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good. And I'm going to play a number from the Both's only album, a collaborative work by Ted Leo and Amy Mann. And I had become aware of Ted Leo in my last year of UMass. And I always enjoyed a handful of songs from a handful of albums. But this album really, you know, made me understand just how good of a lyricist and a player he is, and also introduced me to the works of Amy Mann, which is, you know, one hell of a bonus. And if you get a chance, I recommend listening to this album, because, you know, what I'm about to play is my favorite song from it, and it has a great video to it. Also, they cover Thin Lizzy in a not cheesy way. And after that, we'll have some Pixies, Television, and Beach Boys. But first, The Both.
Kicking in the sparrows are running amok.
The Beach Boys with Caroline No off of Pet Sounds. And we also had Television. Oh. Forgot about that little part at the end. We also had Television, Venus from Marquee Moon, Pixies, Here Comes Your Man off of Doolittle, the stupendous... This is a stupendous third album of theirs, and the both with Milwaukee off of the album, the same name, 2014 it came out. Pet Sounds, not a lot to say about that album except about how great it is. A gift from family friend Mark. Marquee Moon, a friend Alex turned me on to that. Doolittle, well, it's my favorite of the Pixies albums. And the both, I really just love that album. I don't think it's as good as, say, you know, Shake the Sheets is. But I've gushed to Ted Leo once about how important that album is to me for various blah, you know, kinds of reasons, and he was very understanding of my yammering. Okay, moving right along. Not so much the album thing, but more like friends who are in bands. So we're gonna have three from three bands in whom my friends are members: Elephants, Time and Place, and Rebuilder. And I'll explain the Rebuilder connection at some point afterwards. But Time and Place and Elephants I've known since UMass. And some big news about Time and Place coming up in the next few weeks. So tune in either next week or the week after for some big, big news. But I will start off with a number from Elephants' first proper album. And... rightly entitled Elephants, and they don't play this song in shows really, but I've always enjoyed it, and so here's one from Elephants.
My street, turn the gaze. in mind and you say there's a better way, but I can't do this, babe. It's not us, it's fate. And I say, Jesus Christ, I'm just a man, all I have on my hands and a little land, and you can't take that away. You just can't take that away. And in my dreams, there she is, same as we were when we were kids. My scarlet lips, and I don't know the way. I don't want to wake. These days when I don't sleep, she lies and she waits for me, for me. In my dreams, you're away. Hands in mine, and you say there's a better way, but I can't do this today. It's not us, it's fate. It's not us, it's fate. If it's not,
get off, get on your feet.
Rebuilder with Get Up from Sounds from the Massachusetts Turnpike, an EP that was released,
2 years ago.
We also had in there Time and Place, Scarlet from the album the same name, 2011, and Elephants with My Expatriate Friends from an album the same name. Elephants came out in 2013, if I'm correct. And the point with that said is, you know, if you have friends who are in bands, go out and see them, because at the very most, you'll be able to say, I knew them way back when, or at the very least, you know, they'll, you know, be appreciative and maybe throw you a mention in the liner notes. Neither has happened to me yet, but hey, someday. And before I go into my little Rebuilder spiel, let's have another legally mandated PSA, the Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, so Sal, the lead singer of Rebuilder, I used to work with him way back in the day at a flower shop, of all things. And while we would be driving around, or I would go to his old band shows at TT the Bears, he did a lot to educate me about music. One of those bands was the Dead Milkmen, and I will play a song from their first album as a classic lineup and one from their last album as a classic lineup before the death of Dave Blood. And those albums are Big Lizard in My Backyard and Stoney's Extra Stout Pig. But something else he taught me about was, but here's the thing about the Dead Milkmen, snotty punk band from Philly. Were they the Thinking Man's Green Day? Some would say yes, some would say no. I'll leave that to the philosophers. But he also told me a lot about the second wave of ska, and in particular, the Specials. And so I opened up the set with, well, the Specials.
This one is for all the bouncers. Big, big monkey man.
I'm gonna make you mine. 17. My mind grows dirty when I can't get clean. She's too young and tall. I'm going to give her my all. Or Borat's dreaming. Dreaming. I'm not a subtle guy. I'll go to her inside. If I don't see you again, my love, I'm a short guy.
From the Dead Milkmen, I'm Flying Away from Stoney's Extra Stout Pig, which came out in 1995, a song Joe Jack Talcum wrote when he was missing his boyfriend. And we also had Laundromat Song from Big Lizard in My Backyard, the debut album from 10 years earlier in 1985. Two very different styles of song. And after they broke up, they just went on and got normal jobs. And now they're kind of doing both these days because, you know, you can't dine out on punk rock girl money forever. And we also had The Specials, Monkey Man, from the debut album, The Specials, produced by Elvis Costello, as I'm fond of pointing out. And songs, bands, I was introduced to by Sal from Rebuilder. And if you're looking for further recommendations by the man, Ramona, which features his brother Diego, is quite a fine live act, as well as the Homeless Gospel Choir, and I'll be playing some of that music next week. But we're into the final stretch here on this special two-hour edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good, and I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you so much for joining me on this trip through my through the less sordid events of my past. And we're going to save the final run of songs for an album that's always been there for me from, like, 1995 when I first saw the Beatles anthology. It's from the Sgt. Pepper album. And yes, you've heard it 1,000 times. You're going to hear it for the 1,001st time today because the final three songs, I really do love them. And, you know, and the ultimate song is probably their best. It's not my favorite. My favorite is Dear Prudence from the White Album. That's neither here nor there. This is the band and the album that's always been there for me. It's like one of those tent poles. And I'll shut up now and play you three from Sgt. Pepper, and then we'll have a different song in a different vein to close it all out. So thank you for joining me through all this blah, blah, blahing.
To do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, yeah.
Going to work, don't wanna go. Feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam, then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing, everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while, you start to smile, now you feel cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
People running round, it's 5 o'clock. Everyone in town is getting dark. Everyone you see is full of life. It's time for tea and meet the wife. Somebody needs to know the time, glad that I'm here. Watching the skirt, you start to flirt, now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh,
And there you have it. My musical education, more or less condensed, but not really, into 2 hours. And that was three from the Beatles, Good Morning, Good Morning, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Reprise, and A Day in the Life, all, of course, from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The band and the album that I think I come back to more than any other. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFL in Medford. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. Desperate Hours are but 5 minutes away, so you should stick around. And just like on a quick note, like, this is like music that has influenced me or has been a big part of my life, but the story does not end there, because maybe like not even a few months ago, I thought, like, you know, my taste or my interest in music had kind of plateaued, and I would just, like, you know, settled into like the nice, you know, 15 or so songs I really, really do love that would be played at my funeral or my deposition or my revival from beyond the grave, whichever one of those. And then I just happened upon a band called Idols from Bristol, and they are just all sorts of fantastic. They put on a wonderful show that blew my mind in the dead of night in Albany at a mall. And yes, this is true. And I'll be seeing them when they come into town again with some really good friends. And their first album, Brutalism, is good. No doubt about that. But their second album, Joy as an Act of Resistance, it's, aside from being a killer title, the subject matter, politics, community, racism, Brexit, large implications, and what it means to stand against those things and stand together, have really hit a nerve with me, and I think it'll hit a nerve with you. And this is the song that's gotten the most notes off of that album, and I leave it to you as a parting gift. And please tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Take care now. Flesh, he's made of love.